Andrew drove to a fast food restaurant a few blocks down and took the drive-thru to pick up two burgers stacked with multiple patties and cheese and bacon. He'd never been sure how humans managed them, but they hit the spot after shifting. He left one in the bag for Silver and munched on his as he approached the room. He folded the paper back over the burger and moved the bag to the same hand to free up a hand for the key when he reached the door. Silver slammed into him the moment the door was opened. Andrew dropped the food and snatched a handful of her sweatshirt as she bolted toward freedom. He wrestled her into his arms and lifted her feet from the floor. Andrew kicked the burgers into the room and slammed the door behind them, then set Silver down.
The monster is coming.
Silver crouched.
I can't stay here. Can't lead him to you. Let me go.
I'm trying to get you help. I'm taking you to people who can protect you from monsters.
Instead of answering, Silver subsided into silence and lay down in a curl on the floor, eyes closed. Andrew waited a few minutes and then knelt beside her and rolled her shoulder back so she lay in a more open position. She kept her eyes closed, but Andrew could smell she was conscious. It was awkward, but he needed to know what he was dealing with. He eased down the zipper on her sweatshirt to reveal an equally grimy tank top underneath, though no bra. He took out her arm and she fought him, straining her shoulder muscles against his pull. The rest of her arm muscles seemed unable to respond. She finally just gave up. He laid her arm flat on the carpet, exposing angry red welts running from the inside of her elbow toward her heart. His fingers brushed one of the welts as he tried to angle her arm for better light. Pain shot up his arm like he'd touched something red hot. Or something silver. Andrew recoiled. What was done to her? He knew European use of silver as punishment well enough from when he lived there, but that created burns in obvious places, around wrists or ankles from binding, on the face or lower arms raised against blows, across the back from whipping. The human world also has silver, but those wounds were accidental, and thus on extremities. Like a burn on the palm from shaking hands with someone who wore a ring. In the past, the Catholic Church used it on purpose to defeat or torture what they thought were monsters, but no one believed in the wear for over a century. None of those things fit with the welts Andrew saw here. He leaned over the arm again, careful not to touch this time. If he made himself think in human terms, the welts looked less like burns and more like blood poisoning. Had silver remained against her skin for a long time? Andrew traced the welts back to their source in the cup of her elbow with his eyes. That looked like a needle mark. Had she been injected with silver in liquid form, like silver nitrate? Did she still have silver in her blood? That would explain why touching the welts burned him. His stomach clenched as nausea rose. There were stories, myths really, that the Catholic Church tried injecting silver into the wear they picked up along with the vampires that were the Inquisition's real target. What could he do about it if she had been injected? She should have the silver removed as soon as possible, but if it was in her blood, should he cut her? Hope the silver drained before she bled out? The silver looked like it might be fairly contained in the welts. Touching the rest of her skin didn't burn him. But what if cutting into them released it into the rest of her bloodstream instead of bleeding it out? Did it work that way in humans? Andrew had no idea. Better he let the doctor the Roanoke subpacks shared look at her before he did anything stupid. Andrew left her injured arm where it was and checked her wrists and ankles for other signs of silver, but found nothing. After watching her a little longer, Andrew scooped the woman up, laid her on the bed, and picked up his squashed burgers. He needed the time to settle before he presented this to Rory. Injected silver. He could barely believe it himself.